are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm your co-host, Natasha Lai, and today I am lucky to have Megan on with me again. Thanks for coming again, Megan.
Thanks for having me. I also want to introduce Miss Savannah. She's our summer intern, currently going to Georgia Southern.
Yes, yeah. I'm doing my major in marketing. I'm coming up on my senior year, so it's super exciting.
Yeah, and we're excited to have you joining us today and get your perspective on BFIRT.
Absolutely, for sure.
And I just wanted to let everyone know that this is Savannah's first podcast. So it's a little nerve-wracking being on a podcast for the very first time. I mean, I've been on here about 3 or 4 times and I still get a little bit nervous.
It's okay.
Yeah, definitely new.
I've done this a lot more than 3 or 4 times and I still get nervous sometimes. So it's okay. We're all going to do great together though. Anyways, I'm excited today because we're going to kind of do not the same thing that Megan and I did last time with the Girls Guide to BFIRT, but we are going to do shopping through BFIRT, which will be just as fun. So I'm pretty excited about that. Megan, do you have a specific area you want us to start with?
I think most of our shopping is really downtown, right on Bay Street here in BFIRT. There's a couple other stores in Uptown BFIRT and on Lay's Island. But you're going to find a majority of your favorite shops right downtown.
It's true. The downtown is super cute and awesome with all sorts of fun shops there.
Yeah. And it is nice because when you're shopping and you get hungry, there's a restaurant right there. There's a coffee shop you can go to. I mean, you can go to Scout and get a sweet tea float if it's hot. So it's really nice. And I want to base it on category, right? Because I get some of my clothes from downtown Bay Street and I break the bank personally because I shop too much.
There's also cute stuff down there, so it's understandable.
Yeah, and there's also stuff, if you're not really into clothes, there's also places that you can buy stuff for cooking at. You can buy stuff for your pets and you can go antiquing as well. So it's really, really nice.
Little bit of everything. Plus, you've got your little like markets and grocery stores down there too. So,
Yeah, we have a little grocery store right on, I believe it's West Street. It's called Chapman's Grocer. So, if you're visiting BFIRT, if you're a tourist, you forget anything, go in there. They have everything you need, like toothpaste, bug spray, Advil, cheese and crackers, sodas, beer, wine. They have it all. I think, Savannah, you went in there just the other day?
Yeah, just the other day. I actually stayed a night in BFIRT myself after work, and I was walking around, and I saw it, and so I went inside. It wasn't what I expected it. It actually was better than I thought it was going to be initially. It's super quaint and small, but it's honestly worth going in it just for the experience. And it sounds really bizarre, but it honestly reminded me of a little grocer that I used to go to whenever I was in Italy for a little bit.
Oh, that's fun comparison.
It was super cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, she has like a great selection of wines, more high-end wines, a great selection of different craft beers that you could take with you. I go there in there a lot to go just have something fun. And if I get like a soda and chips for lunch, it's $2. She has prices.
And the pastas looked really good too. She had some pastas up on her little shelf and they looked really, really yum.
Ooh, we know I'm a sucker for food, so I'm already sold. So it sounds like it's the perfect place to get something to treat yourself, you know, like nice wine, some craft beer, some delicious pasta, like place to treat yourself or to grab a quick pick-me-up.
Yes. Yeah, and I actually got a super cute South Carolina cup too. Has the palm tree and the half moon whenever I went in there. So it has little knickknacks like that too.
Perfect.
Yeah, I did not know that she had little knickknacks in there anymore. I usually go if I want a BFIRT souvenir or a BFIRT shirt, I usually go to Caroline Me Crazy or Barefoot Bubba's downtown. Those are your two souvenir shops that you can go and grab all those little like knickknacks that you want when you're on vacation. And even if you're a local, their short shirts are super comfortable and they last for like a couple of years.
I'm pretty sure when I was down there, I'm trying to remember which one it was. I went into one of them because whenever I travel, I like to get like stickers from places I go. So I was like looking for a sticker and I got a really cool like black and white one of a whale tail splashing out of the water. And it currently sits on my water bottle, but I can't remember which one of those two it was because it's been a minute. But I remember I was like walking around and I had the hardest time choosing actually which sticker I wanted because there were so many. And then I was feeling the shirts and they were super soft. So,
you know, they might have the stickers in both locations. They're owned by the same people, Scott and Mandy Lee. Mm-hmm. Very nice couple. They work very hard. So, and I just love them. They have started to really up their inventory in both shops. I was actually very surprised when I went there just the other day. They had a lot more stuff than they did about 6 months ago.
Oh, dang. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was happy and I will continue to go back there because they had a couple of really cute bathing suits.
I love that.
Even if I don't need any more bathing suits for this summer.
Listen, when you're by the water, you can never have too many bathing suits.
No, what's one more? I mean,
I love it. So on the topic of clothes and shopping, where are some other great places to grab or to find some really cute clothes?
Whenever I went into retail therapy, I really loved their dresses. It is probably on the higher end of like pricing, but I definitely think that they have some really cute styles.
Very nice. Love that.
Yeah. That's my exact thoughts when I go in there. It is, it's not a cheap shop, but their clothes are extremely nice. They feel nice on your skin and they're very high quality. So you get what you pay for. And they have a huge selection of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was always raised to go straight to the clearance section. So that is what I do. You can find some really nice things back there. Granted, it'll be winter clothes, but you're in summer, but it makes a great little selection for when winter comes the next year.
I'm the same way. I was totally raised. Go to that clearance section. Like the only time you didn't shop in the clearance section is if like maybe we saw something that you like I really, really loved. And then like I might hold on to it while we go through the clearance section. That would be like my one splurge for like pretty much the year. But yeah, clearance section, girl's best friend.
Yes. Very much so. And, you know, another shop I, of course, love. She's been on here before. Jessica, who owns the Tabby Shore Gift Boutique downtown.
Yes. We love Jessica.
I follow her on her shop on Instagram just to see her new arrivals. And then I always find something that I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go try this on. And usually, for the most part, I will buy what she's selling me. She does very well with stocking her store and having new arrivals almost every single week.
Yeah, I love her soaps. They have some soaps there and I don't know, maybe they're made with essential oils, but they smell amazing. Like they have one was the smells like grits, I think. It was super, super good.
That sounds lovely.
My favorite soap from there is their sweet tea soap.
Oh,
they have a soap that smells exactly like sweet tea.
Amazing.
And I don't know what it is about downtown Beaufort, but like Scout over down the way has sweet tea candies.
Yeah.
And it tastes just like sweet tea.
Those are so good too.
I was just going to say, if we're talking sweet tea, Scout's is like the candies, but you also have the sweet tea floats, which I'm a big advocate for, so.
Yes, they have peach sorbet right now since peaches are in season. Yes. So that's my favorite so time delicious. To get one.
When I was there, that's like, I don't know if it was a sorbet, but I did get a peach one and it was very good because I'm a big, big fan of peach and it was amazing. I need to come back so I can try some of the other flavors, but I was very, very sold on that. When I was there though, the ice cream for the float was like super frozen. So the girl that was making it, she felt so bad. She's like, it's not as pretty as normal. I'm so sorry. So she gave me like a thing for one or two free floats, but I got it my last day that I was there. So I ended up having to give the vouchers to Daquan and I was like, you better enjoy this for me because I can't use it. I don't know if he ever did, but I'll have to like follow up with him on that and be like, did you use those ever?
I think I've seen him walking around town with one or two of them.
Okay, good. Yeah, they're so sweet there.
Yeah, they're very nice when something like that happens. Mm-hmm. They're very good with customer service. And I just love some of the home decor that they have.
It's
yeah,
so that's what cute. I was
gonna say.
Yeah, it's out of my price range and I don't have a big enough house for it. But once, if I move into a bigger house, that's the first place I'm going.
That is the good place to go. They have some really
They also
cute
have
things.
Some cute clothes too.
They do.
They're like and definitely a good stop when you're like shopping in that downtown area to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. all of these places are, but I love, I have a soft spot for Scouts Market.
I do too. And then there's a new, little kind of new shop downtown. They opened probably 5 months ago. They're called Serendipity.
Cute.
Very nice. I don't know if you've been in there, Savannah, yet, but they have a lot of really cute clothes. And in the back, they have a bar that you can sit at. And if you want to make a gift box for somebody and pick a few things out, you can sit back there while they make it and have a glass of champagne.
Cute.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah. So it's just really nice to, if you wanted something like that, but you didn't really want it yourself, they make it really cute and really like just a beautiful little gift box for somebody, like a baby shower or a bridal shower or something like that.
I was just going to say, it's like the perfect gift place. And then you get to enjoy a glass of champagne while you wait.
Mm-hmm. And I think the champagne's free. Oh, I think they just give you it.
That's so cool.
I need to go. That sounds really cute. Yeah. For like a birthday or something, get a basket for somebody. Because a bunch of my girlfriends are turning 21 this year.
Oh, perfect.
And so I feel like that would be a cute little basket.
Oh, yeah. They definitely have a selection for like 21st birthdays.
There you go.
Perfect.
And I'm trying to think how much. It depends on what you want to put in the box, but they can vary in price range as well.
That's awesome. So you said this one opened like 5-6 months ago?
Yes, not very long ago. They bought the shop that this Island Lavender store was in.
Okay.
Island Lavender left because the owners moved up to Wisconsin, I believe.
That's a little bit of a jump.
Yes, very much. I guess they didn't like the heat. I don't know.
You know what? Everyone like has their
They
purpose.
Went to one extreme to the next.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so.
It's okay. But now you have an awesome new shop there. So, and I love the name Serendipity. There's something about that word that just always makes me smile. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I like that word a lot too. And then I know a lot of people don't, I guess if, not a lot, but a few people don't really like clothes shopping. Mm-hmm. I also break the bank at the cooking stores downtown. We got all of the above, which is different olive oils and balsamic vinegars. Ooh. They have jams and stuff like that. And then there's the Spice and Tea Exchange. A lot of different, of course, spices to cook with, a lot of different sugars to include in your baking, and then, of course, a lot of teas that you can choose from. So I get a lot of my stuff from downtown, along with a lot of my equipment from Cook on Bay.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I just... I break the bank downtown.
It's hard not to.
Yes. But if you want to go in those stores, I highly suggest that you do. The Tuscan Herb olive oil is my favorite from all of the above.
That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sucker for olive oil. It sounds so weird, but like I definitely prefer olive oil over butter in any situation. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It's but like different flavored olive oils. Like, they're just my favorite. I really want to go in that store now.
I love it.
And if you bring your bottles back, I think they give you a 15% off for a refill.
Oh,
so keep your bottles, especially if you live near the Beaufort area, and just take them back. They also have a store in Bluffton, too.
That's awesome. That's such a unique store. Like, I love that they have that, but I would have thought to create a store kind of based around, like, olive oils and, like, the different kind of cooking elements, but I love that they have that. That's so awesome.
Yeah, I think a lot of people want to go on vacation and then they want to grab some sort of spices or something that the locals use to say if you're having a low country boil or something.
Yeah,
they probably want to buy those type of spices so they can go back and make it at home and have like a little piece of the low country.
Oh, definitely.
I was just going to say, it's always nice to bring like a little bit of that flavor with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about like low country cooking that I've realized. It's just the seasoning is so different than pretty much anywhere you can go. Kind of similar to like Louisiana cooking, how they have like mm-hmm. their own way of making things and preparing things. And I think that that's super cool that they created a store to almost like give that to people who are visiting, because that's part of the whole point of low country is the cooking and is the seasoning and all that stuff.
I agree. I remember when we first started this podcast, when we'd had Rob on a lot, he'd almost always give us like a recipe. And mm-hmm. like we can get Old Bay here, but I know it's very much like a more southern spice and seasoning. But I remember he'd always be like Old Bay on everything. And I was like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I was like, well, now I know how to get the taste of Beaufort. Gotta put Old Bay on everything.
Any sort of Creole seasoning at this point.
Yeah.
And it is a very different way of cooking down in the low country. I'm from Texas. And some of the things I've learned since being here about 2 years ago is that there are definitely some differences in cooking here versus Texas. Just like the way you cook crab. I guess y'all, they steam them down here. We do a crab boil and with the whole crab.
That's so interesting.
And you get this, it sucks up all the spices and you rip it apart. And I mean, it's a lot for a little piece of meat, but it's just different how they do it here.
That's fair.
Where they steam the crab and do all the hard work beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And you just do, like, you pick the meat off.
Do you get blue crabs down in Texas, like where you were from? Or is that more of like the coastal thing with like Beaufort and stuff?
Oh, no, we get blue crabs.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. I just went back and had about 14 of them in one Amazing. Sitting. So that's
living your
that's
best
all
life.
I asked my mother to get me when I went back home.
No, it's cool. I just know that that's something that's like a really common, mm-hmm. specifically during like the blue crabbing season. But, you know.
Yes.
So, well, speaking of food, what are some of the restaurants and places? Because obviously when you're shopping, you have to like stop and grab food.
It depends on what you want. We have a good variety of places to choose from. Q-On Bay is really good for barbecue. You got Plums on the waterfront as well. They have a little bit of everything, but really focus more on seafood. Their shrimp salad's really amazing. You have Hearth. It's pizza and more of Italian type of feel to it. Wood fire pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you wanted to just grab a cup of coffee. There is Low Country Cider that just opened downtown where Uncommon Ground was.
Okay.
So they have completely renovated the inside. It looks amazing. And of course, they have coffee, tea, and a little bit of sandwiches and their tomato pie that you can just kind of grab and go.
I will say that I can't remember the name of the restaurant that I ate at whenever I stayed there. It's on the river. Maybe it's called Riverfront Restaurant or something like that. It's in the waterfront park.
Was it Saltus River Grill?
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. The sushi was really, really delicious.
Yeah, they have really good sushi. But you got to get reservations there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go really early?
Yeah, I did. I went almost like as soon as I got off.
Yeah, you have to go right when they open and sit at the bar, because if you get there mm-hmm. any later, it's about a 2 hour wait.
Dang. That's how you know it's good though. Like,
yes,
people are lining up for that.
Yeah. And like, I'm a huge sushi eater and I was very impressed.
Yeah. So when I was down there, that was one of the places that we were going to eat, but we ended up eating at Hearth instead, which... One, because I think they forgot, Daquan forgot to make a reservation, or we got confused. I don't remember. Or no, I think we got confused on which place it was, and we went in the door of the wrong one. And so we just, ate at Hearth instead, but it was so good. Like, I loved it. But now I have to come back so I can eat the sushi, because I love sushi. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so it's very interesting, because Hearth and Saltus kind of... are on this in kind of in the same building.
Yeah.
So Hearth is on Bay Street and their entrance is on Bay Street. But to get to Saltus, they're on the waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go down the alley and the entrance is mm-hmm. into the back of that building.
Yep. And that is how we got confused.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people do get confused. I'm sorry about that.
It's I mean, I still enjoyed my food. It was still amazing. Like, I would go back to Hearth anytime. That was so good. I just remember we were like, wait, where's the entrance? This looks like an entrance. Let's go here.
Yeah. Hearth is one of my husband's favorite restaurants. He will order a whole pizza to himself and eat it and not even share. It's very upsetting.
That is upsetting for you, but I can't blame him.
Also, like, a block or two back is, which Megan has turned me on to, is Rain and Bagels. I love that place. I definitely get it once or twice a week because it's so delicious. And it's not too far from Bay Street either. So, like, to walk back, you can still, there's still some things on the way past Rain and Bagels from Bay that you could see and stop by. But just to grab something quickly, that's a really good place. I don't think I've ever waited longer than 10 minutes for my food there.
Love that. Quick service with good food. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a great spot. You can eat there or you could take your stuff to go and go out and eat at one of the picnic tables at the waterfront park if you have kids and they want to go play or something.
Or you just want the beautiful view.
Yeah. Or if it's like a nice day with a nice breeze, it's great just to go back that way. And amidst the alders is right next door. So God forbid you got to wait longer than 10 minutes. You can go right next door and shop a little bit.
Of course. So many good places. We could probably keep talking about all of the best places to eat and to shop in Beaufort for like another hour or so. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we're kind of running out of time. So I just want to give us an opportunity to talk about any like last stores that we want to cover real quick before we wrap up.
Okay, so if you're really into antiquing, I highly recommend Beaufort Treasures, Bachelor Hill Antiques, or Duffy's Antiques right on Bay Street. Those are really, really nice shops. If you want to get something for your pet or a little souvenir for your pet, go to Rustic Pup. They have a really good selection. Another one is Monkey's Uncle. If you do have kids, it's a nice little...
That is actually a fun little shop.
Yes, it has so many toys from them. It's the only toy shop in Beaufort, honestly. They'll love it. They'll probably walk out with something as well. There's a couple other places. Coastal Knitting, if you really are into that. There's an art store as well. There is Emma's Earth Shop. They have a lot of crystals in there. They also do historic golf cart tours. Ooh. And then, I mean, I could name all the stores downtown, but the last one is Bathe. It's on Scott Street. It's a nice little soap shop that you can also go into.
See, like I said, we could honestly keep this episode going on forever. So,
yeah, I mean, in our downtown district, there's about 50 to 60 stores. So you can go down Bay Street and you can even go down one of the alleys. You're going to find somewhere to stop into, especially if you come in the heat and they all have AC and you need to get out of it.
Yeah, definitely the perfect little shopping district. Thank you so much, Savannah and Megan, for joining us. Before we completely wrap it up, Megan, are there any events we need to cover?
Yes, it's time for another Beaufort Sip and Stroll downtown. We're doing the Watermelon Crawl again this year. Everyone loved it last year. There were watermelon drinks, little snacks, a lot. It promotes a lot of shopping downtown. There's always a t-shirt, a coupon book, and little knickknacks that you can take with you when you buy a ticket. This year, it's going to be August 27th. It's on a Saturday. It'll be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you can pick whichever time of day you want to buy a ticket for. And then the stores will be open until 4 p.m. to get your discounts that go alongside with the lanyards.
That's awesome. That'll be a fun thing to look forward to. Always love the watermelon theme.
Yeah, and if you want to go online and get some more information about it, you just go to beaufortsc.org/Beaufort Sip and Stroll.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to follow us. You can find us on Facebook at Beaufort SC or on Instagram at visit_BeaufortSC. And we will talk to you all next time. Don't forget to like and leave a review.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.